Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Queen of the Pantry. The Upper Susitna Food Pantry, with locations in Talkeetna and Trapper Creek, provides food assistance to hundreds of Susitna Valley residents. While many volunteers work together to help in that process, there's one person the pantry could not function without. KTNA's Philip Manning spent a day with her.
On a recent Friday morning, I met with Luann Carroll Tisdale outside the Upper Susitna Food Pantry's Talkeetna location. Within moments of meeting up, we were in her truck and on our way to the supermarket, Cubby's Marketplace. The trip to Cubby's is part of Luann's routine every Friday morning. This week's grocery list includes eggs and fresh produce.
I realize people can't always buy fruit and vegetables, or it's low on their list. You know, they have to buy toilet paper, paper towels, and fruit and vegetables just don't, fresh vegetables don't hit their radar as often.
This time of year, buying produce often means going to the store, but Luann has plans and grant funding to source produce from local farmers in the summer. Growing season is just starting, though, so off to Cubby's it is. After buying carrots and apples in addition to the eggs, Luann checks the donation bin at the front of the store and gets pretty excited about what she sees.
There's butter in there. We rarely see that.
Luann collects the donated food, and it's time to head back to the pantry. The pantry is in a pretty small building. It's almost possible to stand in three rooms at once. The people who are waiting in the small hallway for the early rounds of distribution are hesitant to give their names, but have no shortage of praise for Luann.
Really great person, yeah.
Luann says one reason people may be hesitant to identify themselves to a reporter is that there's a sense of shame for some that they rely on the pantry's assistance. She says she wants to remove that shame and treat everyone with dignity.
Here, there's no judgment here.
Right.
There's very little paperwork here, except for my desk.
When people come to the pantry for food, the first room they go to is for the Temporary Food Assistance Program. The amount and type of food distributed is predetermined based on the size of a client's household. Volunteer and retired school nurse Barb Mercer is running the TFAP room today.
Hey, Barb.
Morning.
After they see Barb, families go to the produce room. In here, volunteer and retired school teacher Doug Smith has this week's selection of fresh fruits and veggies.
Cauliflower, lettuce, green beans.
Like everywhere in the pantry, the number of items a family gets from the produce room depends on the number of people in their household. Doug says Luann's efforts were instrumental in adding the fresh produce to the pantry's offerings.
We used to not have fress fruits and vegetables. That was something Luann pushed for hard and has made work. So that's really a new bonus. People love it.
The final room is what volunteers refer to as the non-regulation room. It's called that because the food was either donated or purchased directly and isn't subject to the rules of the federal programs. This room has a set of shelves along one wall with a variety of options. Everything from canned vegetables or tuna to pancake mix and rice. Families pick a number of items from the shelves, and there's even a shelf with snack items. Again, Luann Carroll Tisdale says allowing choice can be helpful to those in the position of having to come to the pantry.
Having to come to a food pantry sometimes can be kind of a undignified experience, I think, for some people. It's hard to ask for help. So my view on that is that we should be able to offer them choice so that they have a choice of foods that they want to eat.
Activity at the food pantry seems to come in waves, with periods in between arrivals used to restock shelves. I catch back up with Luann during one of these lulls. It's not always easy, because she is almost always moving. Now she's in her small office, packed high with boxes of food. She's going over donations for a summer lunch program for kids. While Luann acknowledges that having a good meal can help children in school, she says her reasoning is simpler than better grades.
That's not why I feed kids. I feed kids so they're not hungry. If the benefits that come from it are great, but the thought of a hungry child in our country of so much plentitude, yeah, that just bugs me.
Yeah,
it's just, that's the only reason, really. It's just no hungry kids.
Feeding so many kids and adults in the Upper Valley amounts to a lot of work. Last year, volunteers spent thousands of hours gathering, stocking, and distributing food for those in need in the northern Susitna Valley. That doesn't count more than 1,000 hours that Luann herself spent beyond what is technically a part-time job. In total, their efforts led to almost 100 tons of food making it into the hands of families in the community. Luann Carroll Tisdale, perhaps unsurprisingly, is planning still more projects to feed those in need. For AK, I'm Philip Manning.